The invisible fist of a force blast jammed Jaina in the chest and sent her flying back, her breath groaning from her lungs and her lightsaber hissing free of Kydus' stomach. She tucked her chin, then fought to hold it there as she struck the durasteel wall on the far side of the corridor. Jaina almost wished that she had been knocked unconscious. Stinging needle thrusts of pain zippered down her spine as her vertebrae rocked beneath the impact, and the synth mesh supporting her half-healed ribs came apart in a single agonizing pop. She dropped to the floor, fighting to keep her pain from carrying her down into numb oblivion, gazing back to where she had surprised Kydus, where Kydus still stood in the doorway, his mouth gaping in surprise, with a thumb-sized scorch hole just below his ribs. But he was still standing. His hand shot up, the fingers splayed and pointed in her direction. Jaina barely brought her lightsaber around in time to absorb the forks of blue lightning that came dancing toward her chest. Then Kydus stepped forward, the force lightning still shooting from his fingertips. Jaina could not believe what she was seeing. With that wound, he was coming after her. She fainted in an attempt to roll to her knees. When Kydus shifted the lightning to block her, she brought her free hand up and gestured toward his shoulder, using the force to hurl him back through the door. A loud thudding crash sounded from deep in the shadows, and the voice of an annoyed droid began to complain about the mess.
Oh dear, now look what you've done.
Body parts.
Jaina was instantly on her feet, springing through the door. But Kydus was just as quick, forgoing his force lightning in favor of his lightsaber. She saw a fan of crimson light arcing toward her out of the dark side of the pit and spun toward it, blocking and kicking in the same move. Kydus grunted as her boot caught him somewhere above the waist, but behind his crimson blade, he was no more than a gray blur, and it was impossible to tell where the kick had landed. A black boot heel came shooting under Jaina's guard, driving hard into her sore ribs. She stifled a cry and circled into the shadows, trying to acclimate her eyes to the darkness because it was impossible to sense Kydus in the Force. He fought to keep his advantage, dancing back and forth behind his crimson blade, anticipating her every move and making her pay for each step with a painful kick or elbow strike. Knowing that sooner or later one of Kydus's blows could be fatal, Jaina risked a quick look around, searching for something she could force hurl. The dark side of the pit was black, she could see nothing in there, and the bright side of the pit was so glaring that she could see only the white glaring mouth of the fusion incinerator and the conveyor belt that fed it. Kydus made her pay for the survey in blood, landing a pommel across her cheek that split the flesh and smashed the bone. Jaina countered with a driving knee to the thigh, then a downward slash that Kydus barely turned in time to save his hand. A flimsoplast crate emerged from the conveyor belt chute beside them. It wasn't much, certainly not heavy enough to do damage, but it was all Jaina had. She gave a little ground, allowing Kydus to force her toward the door so she could let the crate move past him and bring it flying into him from behind. Then the dark shape of the pit droid came clanking out of the shadows.
Excuse me, please. I must have...
That was as much as it said before Jaina grasped it in the Force and drew it stumbling into Kydus's flank. The droid was more than heavy enough to send Kydus staggering. He whirled instantly, bringing his blade around at shoulder height. By then, Jaina had slipped into the shadows and was lunging forward, her shoulders back, but her boot heel driving in under his lightsaber. Once again, Kydus anticipated her. He spun around, leaning away to protect his vulnerable midsection and bringing his leg up to counterkick. Jaina force-launched herself into him anyway, whipping her lightsaber around in a down guard to keep his blade at bay. His counterkick landed first, driving into her stomach with a deep, sharp ache. Her stomp caught him on the hip and sent him falling onto the conveyor belt. The flimsy crate burst at the seams as Kydus's shoulder and head came down on top of it.